Planned Parenthood and other family planning clinics purchase prescription birth control medication at discounted rates through a Medicaid program. Under this bill, Planned Parenthood clinics in Wisconsin would have to pay the actual cost of the medication, which could cost the organization $4.5 million a year. Madison Assembly Democrat Chris Taylor told majority Republicans the move would hurt women.
This bill is a targeted, very targeted attempt at the end of the day to limit women's access to birth control.
Proponents say tax dollars should not be subsidizing abortion clinics. The plan passed the assembly on a party line vote and now heads to Governor Scott Walker for his signature. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio. Under the plan, Planned Parenthood would be required to pay the full price for prescription birth control. Right now, they pay a discounted rate through a federal Medicaid program. The bill doesn't call out Planned Parenthood by name, but singles out the organization by applying the new rule only to family planning clinics that also provide abortion services. DePere Republican Andre Jacques is the sponsor of the bill.
Tax dollars should not be subsidizing abortion providers.
The change is projected to cost Planned Parenthood roughly $4.5 million a year in federal funding. It now heads to Governor Scott Walker. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.